This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. To everybody working on the Third Watch tonight, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or why you're doing it, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on Parler. We're on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram. All as the Captain's America. Well, actually, Captain's America. Sorry. Take the D out of it. Captain's America. Captain with an S on the end of it. America. All one word gets you into any one of those pages and us as well. Now, don't forget the website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now, on this Thursday morning, we have retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Good morning, Colonel.
Hey, good morning, Captain. Great to be over the hump with you on this Thursday.
Yep, over the hump Wednesday. You betcha, on a Thursday. All right, are you ready Are you ready to say the pledge, sir?
Captain, I'm ready.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance,
To the flag,
of the United, States of America, and to the Republic, for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty, and justice, for all. And that, my folks, is the Pledge of Allegiance, and we emphasize the two words in there, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and you need to remember that. Well, Colonel, I have a real treat for you. Are you ready?
Captain, I'm always ready for a treat.
Here we go. You're going to love this, I think.
Before I begin today, I want to say a word about the news that came out today relative to the economy. Actually, I just want to say a number. Zero. Today, we received news that our economy had 0% inflation in the month of July. 0%. Here's what that means. While the price of some things went up last month, the price of other things went down by the same amount. The result, zero inflation last month, but people were still hurting. But zero inflation last month.
I don't know about you.
I feel so much better having heard that. Everything that I experience out there in the real world just is a lie.
Well, if you take energy out of the picture, and that's all you can take out to get a zero, consumer prices rose 0.4% in July compared with June. In other words, they went up. And from the year prior, they're up 9.1 to 8.5. So nothing went down. It did go up, even though he's playing a game with numbers.
He is. And despite the fact you did that, what the inflation rate itself was unchanged. We are still an unprecedented inflation rate right now. So you can't sugarcoat that. You can't make it up. They're playing us for fools. And to me, that's the most insulting thing, is to play me for stupid.
And you know, I know why they did this. He wanted Americans to be less unhappy about economic conditions, and he was just hoping beyond hope that presumably more Democrats are going to jump on board and go, oh, yes, Joe is doing such a great job. Look what happened. No inflation. We're happy. We're so happy. Kumbaya.
Oh, yeah. And it gives the mass hysterical media the ability to, instead of just simply talking about Mar-a-Lago, which is not playing well across the nation.
Oh, no.
Say something like that. It's a shell game that the administration is playing. And a lot of their cohorts and supporters of the shell game are saying, hey, don't believe your lying eyes or what your lying pocketbooks.
Yeah, now the fact of the matter is, when it comes to Mar-a-Lago, the Democrats have calculated incorrectly. This, in my opinion, and there's many people that agree with me right now, this, in my opinion, regardless of what happens on the legal aspect with these fools in New York trying to do whatever they're trying to do to former President Donald Trump, because that's not going to work either, this has given Donald Trump the nomination and probably the election hands down. Come November, if he wants it.
Yeah, Captain, and I got to tell you, and I can say for me personally, you know, I had mixed feelings about how well served the party and the nation would be with President 45 announcing. But I tell you what, I think is cemented it. I think many folks. It's not just the base that is galvanized by this. It's gone beyond that. Those that were kind of, well, maybe it's not such a good thing. Maybe his time has passed. I think they have done some second thoughts on that. And much of it's tied to that because, boy, you have really, really got to be insipid and a Kool-Aid drinker to think that there's nothing wrong with the manner in which that raid, and make no mistake about it, it was a raid on Mar-a-Lago and the way in which conducted. Terrible.
I think that he's going to announce sooner rather than later. I believe that probably his next rally, don't even know where it's going to be, but I believe we could hear about him announcing it at his next rally.
I think so. And his pleading the fifth at that inane trial on his taxes in the state of New York, I think, is another indicator that that may well be the case.
You bet. Hold that thought. Folks, more with Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright coming right up right after this break.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Come on now.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch Thursday morning edition. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Family Automotive, namely Moss Nissan. That's M-A-U-S Nissan. Find them online at mossnissan.com. Now, they are building a brand shiny new store in Brooksville, Florida. They hope to have it open sometime this month. They've been having a problem, as everybody else has, I guess, getting some parts in to be able to finish the construction, namely the floor and the tile and all that sort of stuff. So that's been interesting. And their locations currently, Crystal River, the flagship store, Newport Richey, as well as Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Ford Avenue here in Tampa, with a new one coming on State Route 50, just east of the Veterans Expressway in the south side of the road. And I will be there for the grand opening. We'll let you know when all that's going to be. It's going to be a great event. Great, 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 great. And I'll tell you what, Moss Nissan, the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military veterans, first responders, and church pastors all get a great deal offered to them. And don't forget about the Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. So, check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Okay, back to Colonel Wright and Lieutenant Colonel Wright down there in Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus. Looking forward to the 24th, sir.
Oh, Captain, delighted that you're going to be with us as well. It promised to be a great program, and it'll be a great in-between between these primary races and the general election in November.
Yeah, and you've got a great list of people there that are going to be there, so I invite everyone to come out and meet you, meet me, and meet all these candidates.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, of course, we've got Congressman Byron Donalds. Many people are familiar with it. Here in the state of Florida, many are familiar with Anthony Sabatini, who's doing quite well in all polling and very well is likely to be a new congressperson from the state of Florida. So hopefully we'll be celebrating his primary win as a part of our celebration on the 24th.
Now, the Internal Revenue Service is hiring special agents that will be required to carry a firearm and be willing to use deadly force during possible dangerous assignments, according to a job posting on the IRS website. Did you hear about this?
I did, and the major help, when I first looked at it, I thought, well, surely this is satire or parody, but it's not. And then the second thought is, hey, with this number of IRS agents so well equipped, their alternative role, since inflation is so under control and we don't need the tax bill like you suggested, these folks could all be sent down to work with Department of Homeland Security, secure the southern border. There's enough of them. They can finish building the wall and they can enforce the southern border. Sounds like a plan to me.
Yeah, and a massive funding boost will allow the IRS to hire nearly 87,000 new employees, more than doubling the service's current size and making it larger than the Pentagon, the State Department, the FBI, and the Border Patrol combined.
Yeah, the not only the weaponization, but the politicalization of all these agencies and organizations under the executive branch that heretofore were not played this way. This is unprecedented. This should frighten all Americans and make them take root. And of course, you know, it's just a part of many great lies. We get played for fools and we play with words in such a way. And then, Americans are being insulted, not just Americans like you and me that have long known the truth on this, but all Americans.
Now, the special agents are going to be part of the IRS Criminal Investigative Division, described as the service's law enforcement branch, which is designed to combine accounting skills with law enforcement skills to investigate financial crimes. Now, the position's major duties will include maintain honesty and integrity, work at least 50 hours a week, including your regular hours, be on call 24/7, including holidays and weekends, maintain physical readiness to effectively respond to life-threatening situations on the job, carry a gun, and be willing to use deadly force if necessary, participation in arrests, execution of search warrants, and other dangerous assignments that will pay you a bottom of $50,704 to $89,636 per year for the position. And this job has been advertised since February.
Yeah, Captain, highlighting this, even though Americans just not coming, and you put this in conjunction with the raid at Mar-a-Lago, and you look at, we have organizations that are now surveillance organizations, but they're also organizations that have been given the green light to not only use surveillance, but to be judge and juries of the ones. This is incredible. This turns the United States Constitution on its head. This is no longer a matter of separation of powers and checks and balances between the branches. This is a melding of this, which is exactly what the left has been wanting to have and what they're gaining through this. I'm telling you what. A Republican-controlled Congress can happen not one day sooner. How much damage can be done between now and them taking August and January? I don't know. It's frightening to imagine.
Now, according to recent IRS data, more than half of the audits performed in 2021 targeted taxpayers making less than $75,000 per year. Now, we've heard all about how, oh, we're not going to hand everyone less than $400,000. Yeah, I just told you an item that's what they're going to be doing. You watch and see. Watch and see.
Yeah, you know, my parallel analogy is with this is like with the abortion issue. When they say no, because you're not allowed to get federal funding to Planned Parenthood for its abortion thing. But guess what? When you give federal money to an organization to do certain things, it frees up their other money to spend it where they want to. So it allows Planned Parenthood to spend it on its abortion, its biggest moneymaker. The same here. You say, we're not going to use this for the IRS to do that. Well, guess what? It enables them and funds them to use funds they otherwise don't have to target exactly the people they say they're not going to touch, which is working stiffs like you and me, Captain.
Mm-hmm. Now, I want to welcome a brand new station aboard, KQEW 102.3 FM. They are over in Fordyce, Warren, Camden, Hampton, and Pine Bluff, Arkansas, 25,000-watt FM station, and they're carrying us 5 days a week during the weekdays, so we thank them very much for that.
That's great. Welcome to the station, and welcome to that segment of the population to be tuned in with you. Great contributors, no doubt.
Yep, and looking forward to talking to the people over there and maybe hearing from some of them if they would like to opine. 877-969-8600, the number. Always put it in your speed dial so you got it. You know, speaking of jobs, the U.S. has a talent shortage, which is now threatening the long-term economy. We don't have enough highly skilled people to take some of these jobs. Now what?
Yeah, exactly. And the workforce is fundamentally changing, too. Even in the service industry, you go in there. I've been to several restaurants later and other service places where so one person doesn't show up, and then all of a sudden they're understaffed and they can't provide the service. But you're right. And you look at that, even in government public education, we don't have bus drivers. We've got shortages of teachers. You know, up there in Hillsboro, where they got a student population of 240,000, a huge student population, they don't have enough teachers to take the job. They can't even hire enough subs, and they don't even have the bus drivers to move. Up in Pasco County, they've got students that are having to figure out alternative ways to get to school because they just don't have enough bus drivers to get them to school unless they leave at 3 o'clock in the morning, for crying out loud.
Well, I don't know how many people you could put in a van with a Lyft driver, but then again, they could call the Lyft.
Yeah. There's a lot of innovative solutions, I guess, to these problems, and we may see them. We'll see.
Yeah. And again, I want to give you ample time here. You've got about 30 seconds. Tell us about the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus, please.
Yeah, we are the cautious of the Republican Party. We're neither chartered nor affiliated with them. But the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus, like the many chartered counties across the state of Florida, are part of the state Republican Liberty Caucus in Florida, as well as the National Republican Liberty Caucus. And right now we are working very hard across the nation and locally to help our endorsed candidates to win elections so that we can buttress and contribute to what we've seen with those that President Trump has backed and who have enjoyed great success. We'll do that. So all our events are about that, and we're all about holding the party accountable for what it says it stands for in your Republican constitutionally limited government, individual rights, responsibility, and free enterprise.
Okay, sir. I will talk to you on Tuesday. Maybe I'll see you down there in Sarasota on Saturday at the gun show.
Yep, I'll stop there and see you again.
Alrighty, the retired U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. And don't forget, he hosts a show called Military Matters. Check that out. Military Matters. I'll be right back with Bo Browning. Don't go anywhere.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
This week's unprecedented FBI raid on President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home by machine gun-equipped FBI agents has many Americans in disbelief. Trump attorney Lindsey Halligan on Fox News last night.
Simply put, it seems that under the Biden administration, the government conceals what it wants to, the government does what it wants to, and American citizens need to protect their country from its government.
Beijing has rescinded a pledge not to send troops to Taiwan if it takes control of the self-governing island. China accuses the United States of trying to undermine China's development and progress. In a new policy document, Beijing's first white paper on Taiwan since Xi Jinping came to power days after China's military began threatening Taipei with live military drills off their coast. Today is National Son and Daughter Day. Take care of them, kids. USA Radio News.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
All right, the National Aviation Academy, of course, don't forget about them. Give them a call at 1-800-659-2080. That's 1-800-659-2080. Schedule a tour. Take a tour of one of their campuses, either the one in Clearwater, Florida, or the one in Concord, Massachusetts. You'll be glad you did. By the way, coming up Saturday, I'll be down in Sarasota at Robarts Arena at the Sarasota County Fairgrounds for a gun show. Stop on by. I'll be there Saturday from 9 to 3. And in-house this morning, we've got Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy. Good morning, Bo.
Good morning.
All right. I'll turn your mic up a little bit there. There we go. That's better. You know, I get a lot of questions asked me by a lot of different people, and I ran into a guy that had come out of the military. He just retired. He did his 20. And he says to me, he says, you know, I hear you talking about that National Aviation all the time, but I wasn't an aircraft tech, but I worked on planes. I did the tires. I worked on the tires. I said, okay. He says, ask that guy, Bo, if there's any hope for me doing this sort of stuff.
Sure, absolutely. So, you know, depending on the branch of service you come out of, and just like out in the industry, you know, sometimes we have specialized skill set. So again, there's a path called credible experience, and you know you can take your DD-214, you know, with your MOS on it, you know, and the list of different MOSs that you may have had if you had different MOSs to the Federal Aviation Administration, and see if they can sign you off for credible experience that way. You may have, depending on the school you choose to go to, you may be able to get some transfer credit off some of the stuff that you may have done in the military. So, you know, again, though, it's all about work ethic. You know, regardless if you can get signed off under credible experience or you can get transfer credit, you know, you understand aircraft. You understand the way flight operations work in general. So you have good experience. That, of course, that'll translate over, again, without seeing your documents and things like that. You know, my best suggestion would be to take your DD-214, your training jacket, you know, go to the local flight safety district office and see what the FAA has to say. You know, you may have some credible experience based off your MOS. Who knows? You know, but you can always call National Aviation Academy, you know, ask to speak to me, you know, and I'll you know, we'll have a conversation. I'll step you through the process if you're a little unsure what your next step should be.
That would be the 800-659-2080, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And
absolutely.
Anybody that's listening to me anywhere in the country, including our newest affiliate there in Arkansas, Pine Bluff, KQEW, that would be a place for you to go. And, you know, as I've explained to people that have said, well, you know, there's other aircraft schools out there. I said, sure, there probably is.
Sure.
But there's not another National Aviation Academy.
Sure, sure. And, you know, there's roughly 180 aviation certificated aviation maintenance technician schools in the country. You know, so that's a big deal. Everybody has to understand, you know, when we talk about certificated aviation maintenance technician schools, we're talking about schools that are certificated by the Federal Aviation Administration under Part 147 of the Federal Aviation Regulation. You know, though, those are the only schools that can give you graduation or completion certificates saying that you've met the prerequisites to take your FAA exams. You know, there are some other schools out there that may tell you they can train you in aircraft maintenance and stuff like that, but if they're not certificated under Part 147, you know, all that training, it may be good skills that you learn, but it's not going to put you in line to take your Federal Aviation Administration exams. So, you know, again, there's 180 schools out there. You know, I've always, you know, been a promoter of doing the research of the school. Make sure you pick the right school that's right for you. Make sure that school is consistent with what you're looking for, and make the best decision, because you know, education is an investment in your future, and you know, so that investment is significant. It's significant in cost, it's significant in time. You know, make the best decision possible. National Aviation Academy is just one of the schools out there that's available for you to compare to. You know, give us a look, see what you think, compare us to another school, and you know, make the best decision for you when you look into it. But there's great opportunity out there in the aviation industry. You know, do your research. You can go on the FAA website, the Federal Aviation Administration website. You can go under schools and training, and you can find schools by state. They have them listed by state. You know, their telephone numbers are listed on the FAA website, so you can look them up that way if you're unsure what to do.
Okay, very good. And of course, what was this? This is Tiffany is responding in. How about girl power? You know, you've got girl power.
Absolutely. You know the aviation industry is very, very diverse. You know, everybody that has a good work ethic has opportunity in the aviation industry. You know, so you know, don't let anything stand in front of you. You know, there's opportunity out there, you know, not only in this country, but in other places too. You know, hey, do the research, come in there, see, you know, visit a school, see what it's really all about. Yeah, again, you know, National Aviation Academy's here in Clearwater, Florida. We're up in Concord, Massachusetts, but there's other schools located throughout the country. And of course, you know, get on the internet. There's a whole wealth of information there, but you know, you know, do your research. I cannot emphasize that enough. Do your research. Make sure the school is the right fit for you. It's so very important. You know, this training is not very, it's not easy. Sometimes it's very boring. You know, so you got to make sure the school is meeting your expectation when you go there.
Now, you also have job fairs at the schools.
Sure, sure. National Aviation Academy, you know, we have three career fairs a year, you know, so we'll have, you know, employers come on site for those career fairs. You know, right now, obviously, you know, it's no secret the aviation industry is in dire need of people, just like so many industries in the country. So, you know, those employers are actively hiring. Those employers are looking to our students. You know, National Aviation Academy, you know, is a, you know, we're one of the huge promoters that, you know, get through the training process, get your certification. There is a job, there is a career at the end of that, but you got to put in your share of the work too. You have to get those certifications to open up all the doors possible for you. But we have three career fairs a year. You know, we got one coming up in September, I believe. And you know, so it's our career fairs are only open to our active students and our alumni. And so those career fairs, but there's plenty of employers there. So, you know, give National Aviation Academy a call. You know, do the research of the other schools, see, you know, see what they're offering as far as like, career services or career placement, things like that. You know, these are all aspects that you've got to compare when you're looking at schools.
Now, this is a 14-month course for the most part, right?
Sure. So, National Aviation Academy, our Clearwater campus, we run two programs, essentially. One of them's 14 months, one of them's 21 months. The 21 months program is a combination of advanced aircraft, 7 months of advanced aircraft systems, and 14 months of the aviation maintenance technology program. At our Concord, Massachusetts school, we run just the aviation maintenance technology program, which is 14 months long. You know, Concord, we run just day shift right now. You know, Florida, we run a day shift and a night shift. So, you know, whatever you're looking for, wherever you're at, geographic location, you know, whatever you're used to, those are all things that play into when you're picking a school to go to.
And you actually have aircraft there at each one of your campuses, or maybe close by at an airport with a hangar or something like that. But you actually have aircraft close by, and they actually get to work on the aircraft.
So yeah, absolutely. The Federal Aviation Administration, you know, the current requirements under Appendix B, C, and D, you know, require us to have certain certificated aircraft, you know, that are configured to perform the training necessary to get through the prerequisites, right? So National Aviation Academy, both of our facilities in Massachusetts here in Florida, you know, not only do we have labs inside the main school, but we also have hangar facilities where we keep all our running aircraft engines, where we keep our actual, you know, aircraft at, and things like that. So, you know, it's you know, different types of equipment, different types of training that goes on at each location.
Okay, very good. Bo Browning is his name, and we'll be back right after this break coming up to wrap things up with Bo. But National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu is the website, NAA.edu. And the phone number to call, 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Give them a call. Find out what they're all about. I'm sure you're going to love what you hear. All right, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All righty, welcome back everybody to the final segment of the Captain's America Third Watch. This segment brought to you by our good friends down there in Sarasota at Dominic's Blinds and Decor of Sarasota. Now they're located at 4540 Clark Road in McIntosh. And remember, wherever you're at, all across the country, around the world, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. So, if you need shades, if you need blinds, if you need shutters, pieces, parts, or maybe you're going to order the whole set, get a hold of them. Call them at 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And see if they can help you out with your blinds, shades, or shutter problem. Now, locally, they offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs. And don't forget that when you call them at 941-922-2345, you can not only find out about what they have, ask any questions you need to ask, but they can set up an appointment there for service or just stop by the store. Don't forget that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Now, the phone number again, 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All righty, joining us again, we have Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy. And, Bo, thank you for coming in and doing this.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Now, I get a lot of comments because I'm right there, well, close to your installation at the airport in Clearwater. And we have a lot of Coast Guardsmen and women that live around near us because, of course, they live over there in the apartments across the street from me and over on the other side of me. But a lot of them come here and they stay in the Coast Guard and they retire. They're not just in for whatever.
Sure.
It's a career. And I always get asked the same question. Should I set something up with National Aviation Academy before I get out of the service, knowing that I'm going to retire in September, and here it is June, July, whatever the month is? Should I set something up where I can just merely go from what I'm doing to do what I need to do to get certified and then go on with continue my career as a civilian?
Sure, absolutely. The best thing for all of them to do is, if they're an aircraft maintenance technician, that they need to go ahead and go see the Federal Aviation Administration, go to the local FISDO, which would be the Tampa FISDO, and get the credible experience evaluated and get their 8610-2, if possible, signed off, have that out of the way. You know, that will allow them to simply go take the required FAA exams. Somebody that maybe, let's say, doesn't meet all the prerequisites is going to get out, they can always come and enroll at National Aviation Academy or explore the possibility of enrolling at National Aviation Academy to meet those requirements. Again, it's on a case-by-case basis. You know, some service members have all the credible experience they need to get that 8610-2 signed off. Some people choose to go to prep courses after they get that done. You know, National Aviation Academy does have a test prep course for those individuals with credible experience that have 8610-2 signed. But after that course, you have to put in a lot of work because that's really fast paced. We're just going to get you through, you know, the information, get you brushed up on some things, and then you're going to go take those tests. So, there are prep courses out there. But if somebody doesn't meet all those prerequisites, they need to enroll in school to finish up those prerequisites in order to take those FAA exams, by all means, do the research, look for a school. Like I said, there's 180 certificated aviation maintenance technician schools in the country, roughly. National Aviation Academy has two locations, Clearwater, Florida, Concord, Massachusetts, but there are other options out there. Maybe you want to go back somewhere else, to another state or something like that. I'm sure there's probably a school close to you, just do your research. National Aviation Academy is here to help and ask general questions. We would rather see somebody be successful in the industry, no matter what school or where they go to choose to take that training. Success in the industry, is really what my concern is. All of the instructors, we've been in the industry. We understand, the good and the bad in the industry. So, do your research, pick the place that's best for you, and get out there and start a new career. If you're an aviation maintenance technician transitioning now to the military, you have some flexibility in the way you get your airframe and power plant certifications done. There's also a training process while you're on active duty. You'd have to go to your education centers and ask about. I cannot remember the actual acronym for it, but it is out there and it's available. Maybe the next time I come in, I'll bring that acronym and we'll talk a little bit about that.
Okay, very good. Because I've heard you mention it before, but I don't remember what it is. And again, these are questions we get every day from the people when we run into them, especially the people that know that I'm involved with the National Aviation Academy in the small degree that I am by promoting them. But the thing of it is, folks, ladies and gentlemen, if you're looking for a job and you're in a dead-end, go-nowhere job, and you've got mechanical ability, especially Absolutely. If you have mechanical ability, this is a job that you can do, and you can do it very well, and you'd be surprised the opportunities that are there, because I used to say a couple of years ago, $55,000-$60,000 was well within the realm.
Sure.
Now that's low.
Sure. And
very low.
And wages wages and earnings are relative to the individual. You know, that this is what I can tell you from my personal experience, that the aviation maintenance skill set, you know, it changed my entire future. You know, it gave me opportunities that, quite honestly, when I was younger, I would never think I would have those opportunities. It gave me exposure to things that people just, you know, don't think about. So that particular skill set did a lot for me in my personal life and my professional life. So look into it. It's a good thing.
Now, did you go over across with an aviation company of some sort? Did you work overseas?
No. I never really went overseas to work different places. I stayed here in the United States for the most part. And, you know, there's great opportunity here. And for me, you know, my particular skill set, I'm a structures person by trade in the industry. So metallic structures, non-metallic structures, composites, you know, I'm well versed in that. That's where my skill set is. There's always plenty of work here in the United States for it. And you know, it's a hard job. It's a dirty job, but it pays well. And, you know, if you do a repair right on the aircraft, it's on the aircraft forever. It actually is. You can see it forever.
Okay, well, Bo has been with me today. National Aviation Academy is the place to go. Their website is naa.edu, naa.edu. The phone number, 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour at either Clearwater, Florida, or Concord, Massachusetts, either one of those campuses. Learn what it's like to become an aviation maintenance tech. And, yes, you get your certification, you get out of there, and they are hiring, aren't they?
Absolutely. You know, the aviation industry is just like every other industry in the country right now. They're in need of people that are willing to go to work and work hard.
Okay, thank you very much, Bo.
Thank you.
All right, now, ladies and gentlemen, on the telephone line, I have got someone who's been waiting very patiently, and I'm going to be very patient because I'm trying to open up this thing here for him. All right, here we go. Get ready, because we're going to have 60 seconds with Todd.
Time now for 60 seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Let me tell you something here. The piece of paper that you just signed, that piece of crap, that bill that you passed, that's racist. And it's prejudicial against the American people. You can't give a carve out to billionaires and make everybody else pay. You can't do that. That's racism. Okay? You're racist against the rest of everybody else if you're not a billionaire. Okay? You're prejudicial. Okay? You hate us, but the billionaires get a car. No, that won't stand. That's unholy. That's unconstitutional. You can take that and throw that in the garbage because we're not paying for it. DeSantis, I want an executive order signed that the people of Florida are not paying this tax and federal government can shut their money off. We don't need it. We got a rainy day fund and we'll take care of our own state. Okay? But we're not paying for that crap. Stand up for our country. Stand up for our cops and let's get to work, please.
All right, thank you, Todd in Tampa. We appreciate him and his comments. We kind of close the show with that because it leaves you something to think about for the day. All right, don't forget, coming up on Saturday, I'll be down in good old Sarasota, Robarts Arena, for the Two Guys Gun Show, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Looking forward for that. And we'll have some people stopping by the booth, so you can stop by and say howdy to them. God bless America.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.